Yeah.
Wake up with you next to me.
Tip Tom wakes up to the Ryan O'Connor Breakfast Show.
Monday to Friday, 6 to 9.
On Smile 90.4 FM.
Real superheroes in studio today. Ladies and gentlemen, the city's water and sanitation's pine and sewer depot team. Good morning! Now, let me tell you a little bit about this incredible team. Incredible team. There they were, going about their business, okay, a while back in Pinelands. And, you know, it was just a normal day at the office. In actual fact, Leroy, I'm going to bring you, before I bring Bhuta Nazimia into the conversation. Okay. It was a normal day at the office, right? You were going about your work, and there was a fire that broke out.
Yes.
In the neighborhood.
That is correct. We were on a site in Heidevell.
Got you.
Right, and apparently it was heavy shooting, so we moved away.
Yes.
So I contacted my foreman, let him know about it. Yeah. So then we came down in Klipfontein Road.
Got you.
As we were driving, I told my colleague, look, you're on the right-hand side, there's a house burning. And he's like, that is Gideon.
Got you.
So he told me, let's go help. And then I'm like, okay, 2 ticks, I turn around.
Let's go help. Yeah. Are you not thinking now, Leroy, at this stage? Now, no. Hold on a second. What are we going to do? How are we going to go help? You knew, okay, we've got to go help.
Basically, it just kicked in.
Yes.
It just kicked in. I drove, and he said, go onto the field. We go onto the field, but there's this big hole. It's a double story,
got
so
you.
We couldn't reach.
Got
so
you.
He said, turn around, let's go to the front.
Yes.
And as I'm driving that truck, it's almost like I'm shaking.
Yeah.
You know, the nerves is kicking in. It's adrenaline pumping that moment. And I went around into, that is Farm Close.
Yes.
Farm Close in Heidevelt. Then we went in. It looked like that automatic truck didn't want it to work at all.
Oh.
It's like the gears is like, it's
not
like
going.
The one, and I just need to get there with the team. Then we got in, there's a pit bull on the right hand side of the yard. So that moment, I was like, I don't know if I must go in or what. Now I'm looking at this dog laying in the corner by his kennel with a chain. And I thought to myself, you know what? Let me take this risk.
Yes.
And I ran in. And the owner from the top story, he was standing there trying to open the gate, but he was knocking from the inside. And I told him to move away.
Get away, you're opening
so
it.
So I'm going to just give one big step to it and
got
see
you.
What to it. I couldn't. I pulled it open. Managed to open it. Ran past him. He was half burnt. His upper body was like red, as in red. I went past him. I went up by the stairs. But in that time, when I went up, all my colleagues was out already.
They were out. They were doing what they could, getting everything ready to try and help and facilitate.
And you know, the nicest part of everything is actually that instinct was by all of us. And the grace was by all of us. Because
absolutely.
The way everything kicked in. It was just like each one was knowing what to do and how. And I mean, we're not firefighters.
Exactly. So Leroy, now you're in the house. Now you're trying to assess this with your mind. There's smoke coming in. There's fire. The fire is in this house, clearly. And this guy's burnt. You get him out the house. He's fine. Now you're trying to think, are there others in the house? Who else is here? You're trying to figure out, do I have to go up these stairs? Hello, is anybody here? You up there? You can hear the crying of a two-month-old baby.
Mr. Khan, to be honest with you, as a process is, the mother came down with two twins. And then she told me there's another one. I'm like, okay, yes, two now. Who's the other one then? I turned around, there was bystanders also from the back. Apparently there was three or four guys. They broke the slab at the back. They jumped over. I had a cooler box with sand and we trying to throw the fire. Couldn't work. So I ran down back again because I wanted water. Because that moment, I don't know where I came with this idea of I want to wet myself with water.
Yeah.
And basically just run in because when you wait, you won't burn. That's what that's running through my mind. I mean, everything is just it's just going.
Whoa.
And I went down, passed the mother, and she was standing in front. Faiza was busy with her phoning our one colleague, Bhuta Nazim, them. And Claudia, she was with the children because she took the children and put them in the truck.
Mm.
So Mr. Tucker, Gideon. So he was and then including shouted him, screaming at him, take the step later, go up there. And he's like halfway up and he's like, Leroy, I can't get up. I don't know where I got that string to jump on the wall. I'm on the roof. And then including screaming, here's a Buxton, Fatty Buxton, it's like the fenster. And I was like, I can't still come down again. And there was this piece of wood laying on the roof. And I just managed to take that and break the window.
Sure.
And as I broke it, one of the bystanders came past me. And I was, as you can see, I'm broad. This window is like
tiny.
Yeah, tiny. So I couldn't get in, and I took this guy and I just pushed him.
I chucked him in
because the mom said the baby's just here in front. So basically, I chucked him in as he's in. He grabbed. He asked me, "Where's the baby?" I said, "Duck," because the smoke was
you couldn't
like
see. Couldn't correct. See.
The smoke was laying low.
Yeah.
And as he ducked, he hands the baby to me. The way that he handed the baby to me was basically like, I thought it's a doll. Because when
tiny
I look at
baby.
Yes, I was like, is too this now old. For real? Is this guy playing? But now, remember, I'm standing with my back towards everybody downstairs.
Absolutely.
So I'm still facing the house.
Correct.
And I looked, then I see, okay, wait. And then I rubbed the baby with the face because there was like the smoke.
Smoke inhalation, correct.
But I know. So, and then I rubbed it and I just saw blowing bubbles. And then I'm like, I turn around and I said, she's alive. And everybody was like clapping hands and shouting. The father was still shouting, Ya Allah, Ya Allah. And I passed the baby down. I think it was Gideon was on the steps. And he told me that he couldn't take the baby because the way I came down. And I just handed the baby to someone there. That moment I was thinking, as I throw the baby down because everybody's like.
Drop the baby. Yeah.
Yes, so
yeah,
get the baby. I came down. As I came down, the mother was still busy with the baby also. She pulled the baby.
Mouth to mouth.
Yes, basically mouth to mouth. And then as I came down, I told her, listen, we can't play along with this. Let me take the baby to hospital.
Yes.
I wanted to jump with the truck, but luckily, Faiza kicked in.
Kicked in, correct.
And telling me, here's the bucky, take this bucky. And that guy is the neighbor, Kyle Sampson. He then helped me escort the baby to hospital.
Wow.
When I entered the hospital, I literally ran past the emergency.
Yeah.
Because I got this baby in my hand and I'm just going. And I turned around and the security told me, go back that way. And as I went in, the receptionist and the doctors, they were all sitting. I just approached them. They were busy with paperwork and I'm standing in front of them.
I got a baby. Help me. Yeah.
And they asked me, am I the father? I said, no, I'm not the father.
Just
the house.
Yeah.
basically, the house was burning at the back. So I'm just bringing the baby in. We're trying to get the parents here as well, so yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, they saved lives on that day, and this group of amazing individuals who I need to name, Leroy, Gideon, Nazim, Verona, Ishmael, Quentin, Faiza, and of course Claudine, ladies and gentlemen, are superheroes. They're on the front cover of nearly every newspaper today, and rightly so. I get goosebumps when I think that there are still good people in Cape Town. Buta, to you as well. I know you're standing here looking at me going, I hope you don't ask me any hard questions. Buta Nazim, I'm not going to ask you any hard questions, so I just want to say thank you. Just a huge thank you. You know, Leroy said when instincts kick in, a lot of people turn away. They don't want to look. It's not their job to get involved. They leave that to the fire department. They leave that to whoever's department that is. Your team here of amazing human beings cared enough to stop and save a family that day. You are Cape Town's unsung heroes.
Thank you.
We applaud you.
Can I say something on my behalf? We were on our way to number 88 Longkloof Road in Heidevelde when we received a call that there's a house that's on fire and there's kids inside the house. And so I spoke to the team and said, let's go. And I can still remember while driving to get there, there was a traffic official driving in front of me and he was driving so slow. And I just hooted. I just don't get out of the way. And when we arrived there at the premises, first instinct is water. We need to get this fire. Otherwise, the whole double story would burn down.
Yes.
So we could manage to save the bottom part. And next to the house, I think that guy does some work from the house. So there was a lot of machinery next to the house.
Gotcha.
A lot of foam.
Flammables.
And flammables, leather and that stuff. So we managed to save all those stuff. It's just we couldn't save the whole bottom part.
Mm. Oh.
But after doing that, we felt great.
Of course you did. Yeah. And rightly
did.
So.
Yeah, we did something good. And for me and my team, it's not the first time.
Oh. You see, this is what happens when a group of wonderful human beings get together to do any job. You get what we have here in studio today. Mm. Cape Town's heroes. Guys, ladies and gents, we love you. We thank you.
Thank you.
You are heroes in Cape Town today.
Thank you.
Smile FM is proud to have you guys in studio. Everybody is messaging going, We are in tears. We cannot believe what these people have done. Going beyond, ladies and gents, the city's water and sanitation's pine and sewer depot team are heroes. And smile today.
I like you. Follow us on Facebook at Ryan O'Connor Breakfast Show.